This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, head chef going up, Ted's Meat Potatoes has some fun facts about food, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
I'll start with the birthdays and I'll whisper, all right? Ola, please wish a very happy birthday to our beloved Madison. Crazy to think you guys have been giving her birthday love for over half of her life. She would love a Ray Lewis. Snap a picture of yourself and a barbershop fish sandwich. Go Ravens! That from Brock, Suzanne, and Sister Ryan.
Snap a picture of yourself!
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night, and at night.
Hello, guys. Hey, my coworker Hunter is turning 24. He sells weed and climbs rocks. So for his birthday, can he get a Your Penis Is Too Small and the Dirty Germans giving him something to smoke and climb on, please?
Yeah, I have something for you to both smoke and climb on later tonight. I have it hiding in my pants.
Yeah. You know, it's basically the same thing. You smoke and climb poles. So, no, I take that back. Lots of people are smoking a lot of things these days. A turkey, a brisket.
Guys, today my husband Ben turns his dirty 30 and he wanted a big old Leroy Jenkins and original fish sandwich and Coach Ted on telling him how to hit off his dirty 30s. Happy birthday and love you so much. That from your wife, Andrea.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Leroy, get this fish sandwich.
Dirty 30s, huh? Well, everybody knows Coach is really down with that term when it comes to men. But your wife wants you to have a dirty 30. So here's what you do. You go online, you find another lady, and I guess you step out on the wife. You want to make it dirty, let's make it filthy.
That's great advice. I just want to give myself a birthday shout-out. So happy to Colby. Love himself. I would love the dirty Germans talking about fishing. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. My personal favorite is to go ice fishing, because I like putting things in an ice hole.
Yeah, then you get into that little cabin, it's all warm. See if you can melt the ice. You know, honestly, the fish are freaks, sucking on all those little worms.
It's a tiny little fish, though.
When you go ice fishing?
Mm-hmm.
It's the shrinkage.
I don't know either. Oh, yeah, cold water.
Yeah, that's all.
Are they that tiny?
They always look tiny. They just got like seven little tiny fish.
It doesn't seem worth it, though.
No, it doesn't.
Sit out there in that cold
They're getting drunk.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. And driving their truck on a pond. I think that's the two things.
Oh, bitches, today is my 30th birthday. Can I get some dirty Germans describing what they would do to me on my dirty 30? LARP on that from Doug the Dungeon Master. Oh, Doug.
Oh, Dungeon Master. Obviously, you know a thing or two about what might happen, but you would be shaved, bathed, and then licked upon like a moose on a Canadian car.
See, it seems pretty simple here, Dungeon Master. This time, the dungeon is ours.
Yeah.
See those giant crosses? You're going to be on it. You think it won't hurt when we whip you? Slap you? What else do we do?
Have you been in a dungeon?
Say again?
Have you been in a dungeon? You sound like you know a lot about the insides.
Yeah, most basements in Germany come with dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Standard. You have a kitchen and a sex dungeon.
Yeah.
My, my brother Jeff is 37
like
today.
He's never seen me in my knee-high black boots.
Right, yeah. Guys, my brother Jeff is 37 today. He would love it if Coach Ted could pump him up. He has a construction tiny home business. If you guys want to mention that. Thanks, right. Guys. That from Rebecca.
What birthday is this for Jeff?
He is 37.
Woo! Tell you what, Jeff, happy birthday. I'm proud of you to make it to 37. Now, I don't know how old your sister is, and I love the fact you have a business. These tiny homes. Jeff, damn it, I hope you're the only guy building tiny homes, because I can't even mention it. And what if you sent in the name of the business? Maybe Coach could plug it. Coach loves one thing, fundamentals. Rebecca, fundamentals. You got to give us the damn name of the business. Anyhow, I guess Google Jeff builds tiny homes.
That should be the promo. Guys, today is my dad's 43rd trip around the sun. He listens to your show every day. Can I get some turtle wax or your penis is too small? And the dirty Germans talking about driving a mixer truck. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from the Rolling Traffic Cone.
Yeah, I'm not unlike a mixer truck. When you open the valve, a lot of goo comes out to the backside.
Yes, you know, I said a friend used to drive a mixer truck. He worked for Coca-Cola for years.
Bitches, today's my amazing mom, Meredith Smirtay. Could she get a Suck It Up cupcake and Mickey and Goofy talking about tickling the ebonies and ivories as she's quite the talented pianist. That from her loving son, Ryan.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Well, guys, it's rather convenient you brought up both the ebonies and the ivories. You'll be tickling them both tonight. We're like Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I guess things have really changed now since I'm Mickey. You know, I like to play piano when I'm watching people spend money in my parks. Sometimes kill children cry. I'll play the piano.
Yeah, but your ears are black, but your face is white.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. I just assumed since I was... God, I thought I was the black one this time.
Ola Bacholas, it's my 38th trip around the beautiful fall that we live on. And I just want to hear cut that bitch off. A fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about the good old days before Corona. Stay safe, love the show. That from Jonathan.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, it's the good old days of sexy time before Corona. Now you have to wear a mask as mandatory. Before it was a request.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. So now the government tells me to wear this mask when I used to just do it for pleasure.
Yeah, I used to only wear the mask over my eyes.
Yeah, and these COVID masks, they don't even have zippers on them.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you, folks.
We had to tell you, we pump in a fake crowd now because of COVID.
I know.
So that's all like when you're watching football, same thing.
It really is.
Sometimes they're loud.
Stop on a dime, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, look.
We just got to admit it.
Yeah. These things happen.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to. So there's a lot of different drinks you can have. There's energy drinks. But what would you say is like the original energy drink as a soda?
Drink it? Oh, soda?
Mountain Dew. Good call.
Yeah.
So I got a list of fun facts, interesting facts about food. So we'll start with Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew basically is almost all orange juice. Three main ingredients are
right? What?
Orange juice, carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I love orange juice. I hate Mountain Dew.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't like it. I never liked it.
I feel like I like Mountain Dew, but can't tell you the last time I had one.
Yeah.
You know, like
I don't know, man.
Never. I have a fondness for it because you grow up on it in West Virginia. It comes out of the tap.
Yeah.
In your kitchen.
No, it's just the color wall.
In your bathroom. Well, exactly.
Well, and remember, I mean, Mountain Dew was literally a soda made to be a chaser for moonshine.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, yeah, it's pretty crazy. You guys probably know this. Some people might not. Cranberries do not grow in marshes, or they grow in marshes, not on trees.
Right. Well, like, the cranberry bogs, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You guys ever seen a cranberry bog?
They have them here in Washington.
I have not.
Do they?
I believe they do. They have them here and in, New Hampshire or Vermont's pretty big?
They're up there. I want to say I saw one once at Cape Cod.
I know, I won't give too much detail. I know in Maine, cranberry bogs are big. I know a guy, years ago, he's older than me. This guy had a sick job. He's doing very well for himself. Beautiful wife. He had two kids. And he's like, you know, my dream is to start like my own cranberry farm, but essentially the cranberry bogs. And I started laughing. I thought he was joking. He wasn't kidding. And that's what he went on to pursue.
Yeah.
That same guy became a senator later, and we'd smoke weed together.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Is that more about the juice, do you think, or the actual canned cranberries? Like, what do they sell more of? Because when you think cranberries, it's only twice a year, right?
The
Thanksgiving,
juice.
Christmas.
It's got to be the juice.
Because the juice apple, is where the money is, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Even though it's only like 8%, 6% fruit juice.
I mean, I'm sure there's like a cranberry reduction. I will say that, right. So I'm sure there's more cranberries in food, but you're right. Generally, it's the juice. And also, right, cranberry juice is already going to not have a ton of cranberries. But make sure you get cranberry juice cocktail. You're basically drinking no cranberries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. President John Adams, who lived to 90 years old, drank about a quarter pint of cider every morning.
Really?
Yes.
My man.
Now, the sad part is, he wrote, I continue my practice of drinking a gill of cider in the morning and find no ill, but some good effect. A gill of cider, by the way, refers to 4 ounces, about a quarter pint.
All right.
So while
that's not much, but just
that's not much. That's what I was thinking. Like, you could probably have, a quarter pint of beer or lager,
sure.
But also back then in the day, like, water wasn't the safest stuff to be drinking.
Water wasn't the safest, and I get the feeling, you know, pre-regulatory periods, I bet you his cider was a little more potent than the stuff we're buying off the shelf.
I would guess so, too.
What do you guys think about water overnight? You ever heard that? You shouldn't leave water out overnight and then drink it the next day?
I heard it was okay.
Miles, you're exactly right. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, you got a glass of water by your bed, you wake up in the morning, take a big swig.
Yeah. You go glass of water, water bottle.
Glass of water.
I used to go glass of water. Now I'm onto the water bottle.
Then you knocked it over.
No, I just sometimes I'd find that glass, the pint of water didn't last all night. Then you got to get up and fill it up.
Okay.
And I have one of the bottles you're supposed to, you know.
Oh, sure.
Like one of those. Keep it next to the bed, wake up thirsty. Like a little panda bear drinking with two
That's
hands.
The last thing I do before I go to bed. Get a glass of water and bring it in.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Yep.
Fill up the bottle, put it next to the bed. It's a whole routine. Maybe go hit the head. It's a whole thing. Milk, you could... Mike, you know what? That does happen some nights, too.
It'll help you sleep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's gotta be careful looking at the Instagram before you go to bed. you could drink milk a few days past its due date. You should be fine.
Due date? Is it pregnant?
Just smell it.
Past due date.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Look, it's the smell.
They want to sell it by a certain point, but the sell date is not the... It's not going to go bad instantly.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has a different opinion. The house I grew up in, it was always 5 days after the past due date.
I mean, look, Miles is right. Smell it. Because sometimes they label it wrong, so you're like, hey, this milk should be good for another 3 days. That ain't good.
When I grew up, that milk didn't make it 5 days before the expiration date.
Yeah, you're a milk monster.
It was gone. The whole family was.
Mm-hmm. I know about you, milk monster.
Oh, I am a milk monster.
Milk monster.
Uh-huh. Love it.
Thrill, you're a little lactose intolerant.
Yeah, you can say that. I'd say more than a little.
Does Parmesan cheese bug you?
No. Actually, cheeses don't bother me. I'm only affected by the stuff I drink. So if you drink whole milk, not skim, but whole milk, eggnog, obviously, anything like that, or ice cream, those things mess me up. But Parmesan cheese, cheddar cheese, any cheese, no problems.
Parmesan shouldn't. It contains almost a negligible amount of lactose.
I can believe that.
But it has wood pulp in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what you're getting.
Yeah, it depends.
Right. If you get a block of cheese, no.
Actually, Miles, it's not just Parmesan cheese. Hang on. I'll scroll down there.
9 million different food products have wood.
There's a lot
There's a lot of wood pulp.
Yeah, cellulose is the common ingredient in foods like shredded cheese and cereal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to get a lot of that in there.
There's a lot of weird stuff you eat that you don't know about, and you don't need to know because you're fine with what's going in your mouth.
I mean, the kitchen at the restaurant, obviously, we shred our own cheese. What do you guys do at home in your personal kitchens?
Depends.
It depends. There's a bag of, so if it's something for the kids, you open the old bag of shredded cheese. If it's for me, I grate my own. Because they don't care.
Yeah,
so if they don't care, I'm not going to invest the time to grate it.
But if I have bagged taco Mexican cheese, I put that on my, you know, everything. Nachos, tacos.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't generally shred the cheese just because I don't like having a hunk of cheese in there. You should find yourself just taking a little slice.
That's why I
get it. That's why I like it.
That's why I get it.
That is like the other
reason. I got some Colby
in
there right now. Some Colby goat.
Ooh. Colby goat.
Yeah.
Let's see. What about chocolate? Here's an interesting one. Kit Kats. The filling in a Kit Kat is made from broken Kit Kats. Kit Kats.
Really?
So
I thought it was like a wafer bar.
Nope, just broken Kit Kat.
The Kit Kats get damaged during the production or repurposed as the inside of a future Kit Kat.
That is very smart. I like that.
There was another food product that did that. Like, things keep breaking, so we'll just make it that.
And just put it in, okay.
Yeah. Take five bars of Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Reese's peanut butter cup in the middle.
Huh.
Or a Reese's peanut butter, I should
say. Peanut butter, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know,
Oh, I know what it was, too. The pretzels that are like garlic and mustard and honey and all that. The ones that break on the assembly line?
Oh, that's so they spray them with the powder.
Yeah, they spray them with the powder.
Oh,
like
yeah,
style.
like the pieces.
That's
yes,
why
exactly.
They're bites.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah.
That's, that sounds better than broken pretzels.
Well, that's how tater tots came to be as well. Like when the machines were cutting the potatoes into different size fries.
What was left over?
What was left over got formed into a tot.
Okay.
Which is why we serve it to children, because they don't get the good stuff.
Actually, man, tots, they're freaking delicious. Man.
Yeah,
it's like a little rolled up hash brown.
You can't mess that up.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that anymore. Like, for a while I was tot. I feel like I've gone back to pro French fry.
I feel like you get fries everywhere. I eat more fries than tots. Maybe that's why every time I eat a tot, I'm like, that is a delicious potato product.
So I think that's part of my issue, too, is I feel like now the tots are prevalent everywhere.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
You ever get tachos?
Yeah.
Great. So good.
I'm a fry guy. Ever get tachos? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Sometimes I'm like, these are so much better than nachos. And I'm like,
let's see. Out of all the popular alcoholic drinks, think, you know, like booze, beer,
all right.
Wine. Which one makes you the sleepiest?
Which one makes me the sleepiest? Probably wine.
Mm. Beer, sure.
Red wine, right? Specifically.
Thrill is right.
Yeah.
Red wine makes you the most tired.
Okay.
It really, really does.
I figured beer based on carbohydrates.
Yeah,
like if I eat like a Big Bang potato and pizza.
But you have to drink more beer. Like you can make yourself sleepy, but I feel like I have to put away a lot of beer. Two glasses of red wine. And by the way, I hate wine. But yeah, two glasses of red wine. Like I need to take a nap.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think that's a lot of reason, like, you know, when you go out to fancy dinners. Like, first of all, you go to a fancy restaurant and eat a big meal. That's a much bigger meal than you usually eat. But right, then you're drinking red wine. Whatever. I got bottles of red wine sitting around. I still haven't drank them.
You might as well, man.
You know what you're waiting for.
Well, I thought they were going to close the liquor stores when the pandemic started. So I was like, I'm going to have to drink all this red wine.
You could do it.
Right. And now I'm just like, I don't know.
Make yourself a nice pasta dinner, you know?
Maybe have a glass of vino. Yeah. That white gunk comes out of the cooked salmon.
Yeah.
You think it's fat?
I thought it was.
It's not. It's protein.
Oh, so eat it.
Yeah, man.
Protein gunk.
Okay. I mean, look, it's a foamy white paste, so most people think it's fat, but it's actually a harmless protein. Yeah. So you
not
can eat
unlike
it.
Me when mm-hmm. something white and fatty looking expels from me. Protein.
Well, and that, right. And I'm with you. Whenever you see that, you're like, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Got this white stuff coming out of it. Nobody ever says, you know what I like in my food? White gunk.
That's why I don't eat Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, they're just creepy and sweet. Mm-hmm. Do you need to wash your chicken before you cook it?
No.
Yeah, you're right.
You spread the stuff.
USDA representative, a germ expert, and a prominent New York City chef all discourage the practice. Lots of people do it, but it can often end up being more harmful than helpful.
But remember, don't listen to medical experts. Very important right now.
I'll wash my chicken when I want.
Knock yourself out.
I will say, I washed out a chicken last weekend. That is weird.
Oh, you mean, you had the whole chicken, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different experience,
yeah. Yeah.
You don't like putting your whole hand in there?
No, I do, but like
reaching around.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Just digging in there, man.
Well, it's also a fun word, giblets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I was like, this is the first time I've ever reached my hand, and then, yeah, I don't know why I get so aggressive. First time I reached my hand in there and took those giblets out. Mm-hmm.
The whole fist.
Give me those giblets.
Did you like a little puppet show for a second when it's on your face?
The best thing I would say here is that, what do you think tastes better, American chocolate or European?
I mean, I would say American, but that's what I mean.
European.
European chocolate is better because it requires a minimum of at least 14% dry milk solids. In the U.S., the minimum is 12. European chocolate also has a slightly richer.
Slight Richard in it.
Because you have to have a little more milk. And then the last one I'll leave you with, this one's just kind of crazy, is there was a guy that was a custodian working at the Frito-Lay plant. He came up with Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Did he just say, hey, I got an idea, make them spicy?
I don't know how he came up with the idea, but it's just funny. He came up with the idea, and then they stole it. No, I'm kidding. He's actually now on the PepsiCo. He's a PepsiCo executive.
Oh, damn.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
All right, coming up in a minute, so we'll drink it tells with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, someone in Texas gave a waitress a $1,000 tip.
Nice.
I'm glad this is a thing now.
But she hasn't got any of the money because the restaurant says it can't process the tip that big.
Oh, yes, you can.
Right?
I mean, you can't process.
That has nothing to do. You're not in charge of credit cards.
Right.
Right, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, that's not your business. That means that's why you pay someone else to do that. That's why you have to pay for every charge you put on this card if you're a business.
Mm-hmm. Because
You are paying for their service. They dictate the rules.
Ta-da. Way to go, gang. Someone recreated the old MySpace design and launched a new social network called Space Hey.
Space Hey. H-E-Y, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Space Hey.
Space Hey. The thing is that, did you not learn from MySpace before? Where, yeah, it started off really, really well, but then this thing called Facebook came out, and it just excelled, and it did better, because MySpace, while good initially, was not good for the long run.
Not really. Facebook and MySpace are the same thing. Facebook just came from college, from expensive colleges like Harvard and Hopkins.
All right.
So then the regular, basically, the rest of the world was just like, oh, no. You can't be on MySpace. You got to be on Facebook. It's so much better. But, like, Facebook now is exactly what MySpace was. So MySpace never had a chance to grow into what Facebook, you know what I mean?
All right.
And there's, it's a social network.
All righty then.
Yeah. I love MySpace.
MySpace was great. I had a MySpace. But then, to be honest with you, I got bored with MySpace, and I just enjoyed Facebook more. It wasn't any propaganda that came with it. I just truly liked Facebook more.
I guess for me, I just always hated it. People were like, you got to get a MySpace. Like, how, or Facebook. How's it different than MySpace? This one's just nicer.
Oh, yes, Facebook's known for that.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Nice, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So now they're the exact same thing.
It's got a wall.
Yeah.
Remember walls? Remember that was a thing? Police in California responded to a burglary report that turned out to be a dozen raccoons that had broken into a building.
Sweet. A dozen of them, man.
A dozen. And they actually got into a fight. That's how they got caught. Just, they all just started getting into a big old brawl, and that's when someone was like, well,
probably over
there.
Food.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic. A new study found that professional video gamers are actually in better health and shape than the general public.
Huh.
Yeah. My guess is because after a while of gaming too much, then you just get up and you go work out for a second. You've been sitting down too much.
Some of the biggest gamers on the planet are professional athletes.
Right.
I think it's kind of like with marijuana smokers. It's just that old stereotype of it's like just a lazy person that does nothing, or just the gamers just sit around drinking Mountain Dew and eating Cheetos.
Right. Exactly. Not true. A new study found that two-thirds of people have had at least one quote-unquote great idea during the pandemic.
Well, you have time.
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
You probably actually do this.
A lot of people got unemployed throughout this entire year, and they were like, you know what? I should write a book. I should start a podcast. I should just start a band.
Write a daily diary.
Write a diary, absolutely. I should go build a thing. I should start my own business. Blah-da-da-blah-da-da-blah. You got the time to think.
It's amazing what happens when you have time to do things.
I mean, wasn't that Hawking's whole bit? Like, I believe he said he didn't believe that he would be as smart as he was if he wasn't bound to his doggone chair.
Right, you sit around and think.
Right, I can't do anything else, so I'm just going to ponder the world's mysteries, and he became this brilliant mind for it.
I'm already smart.
All right. Right?
But especially the way he was, it's not like I'm going to get up and go do something. So the thing that entertained his hobby, essentially, was physics.
Right.
You know, so you noodle this stuff through, and it's like you have nothing but time.
So all he did was sat there and think, what if, and then actually just pontificate on what if it actually was.
Work up an equation, see if you're right.
Exactly. A new study found that daydreaming at work is actually a good thing.
Thank God, because I haven't paid attention in 4 years.
They said apparently it helps create creative solutions to certain issues that you might have.
Absolutely.
If you're locked on a track, well, then you're just going to start doing what's on your track. But if you're daydreaming, if you're opening up your mind to different possibilities.
You're thinking of hypotheticals.
Exactly. And that leads to creative ideas that'll come on down the road. It's a good thing.
Twilight, just give us bullet points. We can meet later, right? Just give us bullet points. Everyone will ponder the stuff, hence brainstorm, or then get together.
Or just send an email.
Okay. You're operating a crane. You might want to focus.
Daydream.
Like that. What happened to that wrecking ball? Like, sorry, daydream.
Dang it. Sorry, man. It's coming up with some mysteries of the universe. Microsoft has patented a new sensor that can tell if you're bored during meetings. This is a terrible idea.
No, it's not a terrible idea. What you do is you walk through. I don't even need that. I walk in and say, everyone in this meeting is bored.
Right.
You're in a meeting.
They also do this. So now we know that the average person starts to fade in a meeting after 35 minutes. So the
35?
Whatever it is. Whatever the number is, right? Then they say, hey, it would be better if you kept meetings to this amount of time, because studies have found that after that period of time, most people begin to check out and not pay as much
attention. They're starting to daydream.
Right. So maybe be more efficient in your message if you are running a meeting.
I've only said that, for my first day working anywhere. Yeah. Like, dude, make your point and be done. And it's not a mean thing, but it's like, just make the point. Hopefully you've hired employees that are competent enough to understand what you're saying.
I have a question.
And if you have 2 hours of material, you might need 3 to 4 meetings. That's all.
Right.
Think about it like sports, right? Like football. There's a bunch of coaches.
Right.
Right? You talk to your position coach, right? Now, when the head coach gets you together, he ain't talking for that long. But he also doesn't call, like, let's get that assistant coach to say something, or that assistant coach.
Right.
He gives you the direct message. You go play the game. Now, you're kind of building up to it. You're getting it done.
Coaches, hold your own meeting amongst your own players.
Right?
A woman's pregnant belly turned out to be a watermelon full of drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was clever.
Didn't see that reveal party.
Boom. White powder.
Yeah. Wow.
What kind of drugs?
That's a good question, Ted, for somebody who's working on it.
It was cocaine.
It's cocaine.
Was it cocaine?
Yeah,
it was filled with coke.
It's down in Brazil, so cocaine or cocaine?
Yeah.
Blue meth. Let's see here. Someone asked 2,000 adults to name the top things that they're looking forward to for the holidays this year.
Adults.
I have the I have the top five answers. These are the top five things that we are excited about now that the holidays are here. What do you guys think people are excited about when it comes to the holidays?
2020 being done.
2020 being over. Okay. Ted, you said adults. Any other guess?
Did you say adults?
2,000 adults, yes.
Cookies.
Cookies. All right. Mr. Hill.
Yeah, I was going to say food.
Food.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the top five things that we're excited about when it comes to the holidays. Number five, making big holiday meals with your family.
Yeah.
More the eating part, but sure.
Yeah. You know what? There's a lot of people that enjoy time in the kitchen, though. They enjoy family coming together. And you make the mashed potatoes, and you make the turkey, and you make the...
They did this before the most recent ones of not traveling during the holidays.
Well, it's not just this year, but in general. Number four, watching Christmas movies.
No.
A lot of people like them.
I don't mind them. I will say this. The lady loves to watch those Hallmark Christmas movies. And I remember she had the TV on and I was laying in bed and I had my eyes closed and I could hear the movie. And based on the music, based on the dialogue, which I couldn't even understand because I was kind of fading out a little bit, but their tone and the overall ambiance, I said, I don't even have to know to listen to this or watch this to know that you are watching a doggone Hallmark movie. And I look up, sure enough, there's that little Hallmark logo there in the bottom left. It all sounds the same.
It really, really does. It works for them, though.
It does. And it is the perfect formula. We've said it over and over and over again. The people that watch it really like that formula. It's like AC/DC. It's right. The same song every time, but it's a really good song for them.
Exactly.
These are the top things that we're excited about when it comes to the holidays. Number three, the gifts.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to actually say that, but yeah. They like getting the presents.
Well, it depends on your age.
Right.
You know, my presents are something I will buy for myself.
Right.
You know, but kids, absolutely. It's all about the gifts. They're like, yeah, grandma's coming over. I don't care. What is she bringing me?
Man, I'm getting old. I felt my 30 when I hit 30 this year because I actually had a shoebox. And usually they put some other gift to throw you off inside the shoebox. I opened up that thing and I said, oh, God, I hope there's actually shoes in here.
And there were, right?
There were.
Okay. Yeah.
Shoes, socks, expensive underwear. Like,
right.
You get a little bit older. It's like, oh, actually, I need that.
Try the sacks with the Jimmy Pocket.
All right.
S-A-X-X.
There
or like
you go.
A Target gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yay, a card from Grandma. She sent money. These are the top things we're excited about for the holidays. Number two, eating and drinking. We covered it.
Yep.
Oh, food that's all over the place. That you can just drink copious amounts and nobody gives you grief about it.
Nobody cares.
There's football on TV. You're mixing stuff with eggnog, which is pancake batter with rum in it.
Cracking beers at 10.
I was just about to say, if I showed up to your house any other day of the year with bourbon and pancake batter, you'd be like, get out of here.
Well, I wouldn't, but
I wouldn't either. No, I'd be like, come on in, dude.
Ted, we're not eating the pancakes. We got to drink this ass.
Are you okay, buddy? Do we need to call somebody? How you been, Ted? How's the lockdown been, man? You all right?
I got rid of the frying pan. I'm just mainlining it.
Oh, no. Ted, I'm telling you, we're trying Santa Clauses this year.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing this thing. I'm making it happen. And this... Any final guesses before I do it? Any final guesses of what we're excited about when it comes to the holidays?
Food, drink.
That's right. Final guesses.
Oh, time off.
Time off. Miles.
That's what I'll say.
Time off.
Time off.
So this is the number one thing that we are excited about for the holidays this year, and it actually is the one that pertains to this year, staying at home and not traveling this year. Yay, I don't have to go anywhere.
I don't have to spend thousands of dollars to fly somewhere colder. I'm okay with that. I am A-okay with
that. To visit people and pretend like I'm happy to see you.
I got
to
sit on a plane for 6 hours and sleep in a bed that's too small for me.
Right.
or listen to the same damn argument.
Right. Never goes away. Right. We're still going on about this.
Why does this happen every year? Because you get wasted and open your mouth.
Answer the same question. When are you getting married? How's the job doing? When are you going to get a real job, Mikey?
Right. When are you moving back east?
When are you coming to see us again?
Yeah. When you always say, Miles, you know those planes fly west.
Yeah.
That's right.
They go both ways. That's actually how I'm getting home.
Yeah, exactly.
There's hotels out here, too.
How do you think I got here?
And then everyone tells you, when they fly to Seattle, that is such a long flight. It's like, hey, a-hole. I've done this like 15 goddamn times. You've done it once. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Then I take a 4-hour car ride to get to where you are. At least when you land here, you're here.
So you're going to Denver is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A couple in L.A. that was tired of pushing their wedding back got married on two different floors after the bride tested positive for COVID-19. Back to some good news stories here. So basically, they had to push it because of COVID.
Right.
They pushed it through the initial lockdown into a second lockdown. She tests positive, so now they can't have it on the third date. And now they're like, screw it. I'm done waiting. I'm done pushing it back. She's on the second floor balcony. He's on the ground. They had the wedding.
There you go. Okay. Blow her a kiss. Call it a good.
Exactly. It's a good time.
That's all you can do.
The owner of a dive bar in Toronto announced they were shutting down to save money, and customers bought out all of their beer to give them money to live on until they open back up.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's why they did that.
That's a win-win right
that's
there.
That's why I'm going to buy all of the liquor you have back there.
Right. Well, they bought them you. At the retail price of the bar. So, in other words, if I get a six-pack of beer and it costs me $5, I'm paying $10 for that six-pack.
But again, as I would explain, say, to my significant other, no, baby, listen. The reason I have 18 bottles of liquor here,
right.
this, I know what you're thinking. I know, look, I did this to support the bar.
Right, these two kegs were to help the bar out.
That's exactly
it. Yeah, for the bar.
Totally.
Don't worry, they're going to go right back when they open back up. Yeah. A man in Canada drove a woman and her kids the last 1,000 miles of their trip from Georgia to see her husband after they got stuck in the snow.
Wow, so Canadian.
She packed, yeah, absolutely is. She packed up the kids. They're from Georgia. Dad is in the military in a station in Alaska or something like that. I forget the actual reason why he's in Alaska and they're in Georgia. She's never driven in the snow before. She lives in Georgia, but right. They made a road trip all the way up there. They come 1,000 miles shy and she gets stuck. His Canadian comes out of nowhere and says, hey, where do you got to go? 1,000 miles that way. Oh, sure. Come on. This way.
Got some gas money?
Nice story, huh? Just a little family of Americans in Canada and this guy picked him up.
That's what she's telling her husband.
Yeah, that's called human trafficking. The guy's a coyote.
Quite literally, human trafficking. Oh, no.
That's how it starts, Mike.
A law student in Chicago gave birth in the middle of her bar exam.
Oh,
and
really?
And passed.
Nice.
Cool.
She's taking the bar exam online. She can't move. She can't leave the computer because they've got their rules. Like, I'm sorry you're giving birth, but we right. can't allow any outside influence on this test. She gives birth to the kid, managed to hit it in the allotted time, and she passed.
Nice.
Good for you.
I passed a few bar exams on Zoom myself.
A man in Thailand bought a PS5 for an astoundingly low price, and it didn't turn out to be a scam.
Why not?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Okay. Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.